Money Making Unicorns. Today we are diving into the world of Facebook groups, and probably not in the way that you've ever fucking heard it told before. So buckle up, bitches, let's do this shit.
Take off your pants. Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
I have a pretty unique take on Facebook groups. For those of you who are in my world, in the coaching world, who are in Wonder World, you guys know that my group is different than other people's groups. And I want to talk about this because I feel like this is something that is so fucking important that people don't really have their heads around about Wonder World and why it's different. I think that you feel that it's different. I think that you know intrinsically that it's different, but I don't think that you understand quite why. And what this really comes down to, it's group economics, you guys. Like, and I know that it's kind of a weird terminology to be using when we're talking about a Facebook group, because generally speaking, the way that we build a Facebook group is that we're the star, right? Is that it's like, hey, this is my community. I'm the god. Come hang out in my world. You're lucky to fucking be here. and I'm going to give you some value. You're going to get to know, like, and trust me, and then you're going to buy my thing. Okay. That's how the world is built around groups. But I had a different idea, because when I saw this happening, before I built my own group, I saw a couple things, okay? I saw these fucking Goliath groups. Like, I mean, you guys, like, literally millions of people. Like, literally millions of people are in these Goliath groups, you know, and they are so anonymous. They're so, like, lacking any sort of vision, any sort of purpose, that they're just kind of a collage of bleh, like, just puking up all over the place. There's no directionality in these groups because they're so damn big. And a lot of those groups, because they're so big, they have to have, like, crazy rules, right? Well, I guess they don't have to, but they do. They have crazy rules where it's like, you can't promote yourself. You can't drop a link to your group. You can't drop a link to your website. There's no links at all. You know, you can't say this. You can't say that. You can't do this. You can't do that. There's all of these rules to, like, maintain the herd, right? And assimilation is a thing. Like, when people come into those groups, it's like, okay, this is how we act in this group. This is how we specifically behave. We don't do this. We don't do that, right? It's a community. And yeah, there's a lot of benefits to that. People are using giant Facebook groups to make a shit ton of money. And it's passive income. I mean, it's something that, like, I mean, certainly, like, I mean, I guess it's not entirely passive. It's more of a residual income situation, because you have to maintain the group. There is a certain measure of work that goes into maintaining a group. You got to pay a moderator. You got to make sure that all that stuff is intact. There's branding, there's marketing, there's, you know, maintenance and upholding a certain value that needs to occur within these giant groups in order to monetize them on that kind of more passive structure, where it's like, hey, you get to pay to pitch in my environment. It's like, I have a group, there's the big group, right? It's like 400,000 women. And people come in and she lets them pitch, right, for a fee. So they pay her however much they pay her a month. I think it's like $100 or whatever. So they pay her $100 a month, and then they're allowed to pitch to this audience, which is motherfucking brilliant, because you make a shit ton of money for doing absolutely fucking nothing. You've leveraged your audience, and yeah, it took you some time to build that audience, but for $100,000 a month, it sounds pretty damn good to me, right? It's that structure. And that does work. Do people get good results? Well, I'm not going to say one way or the other. I'm going to say I don't know. How do you quantify results? Do they feel important when they pay for that? Yes. Do they feel like they can go onto their personal page and say, I pitched to an audience of 400,000 people today and I've never felt so alive? Yeah, you can fucking do that. Is it real? No. It's a fucking facade, because when you're in that group, the thing is, she's cultivated an environment of sharks. And so you're a shark pitching to other sharks. The fish in that group don't really respond. And I'm not saying you never get a fucking sale, but I'm saying that you're not really pitching to 400,000 women, because on your live, there's six fucking people, because the only people that are allowed to even talk in that fucking group are sharks. So maybe you could sell something to another shark. I mean, I guess there's that. I mean, it would be worth, like, if you coached coaches then there would be some mechanism of control in there where, like, if you were a shark who eats smaller sharks, then that group has a really good purpose and a really good drive for you because all those sharks are in there looking for ways to actually make money, which, you know, kind of gets my head going. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get in there with my big shark teeth and eat up some of those little sharks. But it's something where, you know, if you're looking for fish, which most of them are, they're small sharks and they're looking for fish, and the fish don't really interact in that group because, hello, it's a group full of motherfucking sharks. The fish are scared to interact because when they do, the admin comes in and shuts them down for pitching, first and foremost. And then secondly, they know that anytime they like something, anytime they comment on something, like, they're in danger, there's fucking blood in the water, and they swim cautiously. So it's something where, as a person doing that, I don't recommend it. Like, I don't recommend that piece for actually getting clients. I think it has a lot of value for building self-assurance and confidence around being able to pitch live, because you have this thing in your head that you're pitching to 400,000 people, even though you're not. There's six people on your fucking live. And I guess people could arguably watch the replays, but they don't. So there's very little no like and trust factor in those groups for those people. And even the admins really don't really interact. So there's no guidance. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have these smaller groups, right? We have the smaller groups that are like, I don't know, 3,000 to less than 10,000, like, you know, kind of that 3,000 to 5,000, 7,000 spectrum, where you have this coach, it's one person and it's their group, and they are the only ones that are allowed to do shit in there, right? So they cultivate the audience, they bring them in, they build up know, like, and trust, and then they get you to buy the program, right? Like, that's the model. And this has been pretty damn effective. Like, it works really well because, you know, your audience gets to see you. You're at a scalable level where it's not talking to one person one at a time in fucking Messenger or having to get on 27,000 fucking sales calls this month. Discovery calls, coffee chats, strategy calls, whatever the fuck you want to call them, right? Like, there's some scalability there that works really fucking well. And this model is being implemented by a lot of coaches, and it does turn the ticket. It does make money. And it's really interesting to get to watch it because there's a certain kind of psychology that happens within this group, within these groups, where loyalties are formed. FOMO is a huge factor in group land. Being in that assimilation piece, right? Where, like, everyone's buying this except for you. Those marketing tactics work fucking brilliantly in these groups. It's mesmerizing to watch. It's so fucking interesting. But in seeing these two kind of schisms, right, where you have this giant group, you have this smaller group, and they're performing, right? They're both working in their own right. But when I came in there, I took a look around, right? I, like, kind of got my feet wet, and I looked at what I liked and what I didn't like of each style of group. And I kind of pulled it all apart, and I watched for a while. I did some market research and I just fucking turned my eyes on. I turned my fucking brain on and I watched people's behavior patterns. Okay. That's what I'm talking about with market research. I'm looking at the shit, and I'm using my consultant brain of, like, what I've looked at in how businesses run and how constraints work and what works in this program and what doesn't work in there. What's the good part? What's the bad part? Right. And then specifically, not just looking at it as a business model, but looking at it as a business model for me and what my personal strengths are and what I deliver really well and the things that I don't fucking like to do. So when looking at this, I came up with this idea, okay? You know, and it was a little unorthodox. I mean, as my ideas tend to be. I didn't really like either camp enough to, like, subscribe to it and say, this is the way that I want to do it. So I created a hybrid, as I tend to fucking do. I like to digest things and then add my personal experience and make them my own. And so what I did with my group is I applied the concept of group economics, and that really what we're doing is creating an environment for people who have a common goal to congregate and achieve that common goal, like a team, Okay. And this is much different than both of the other approaches, because both of the other approaches cultivate shark, right? Is that there's a shark mentality for the, obviously for the person that owns their own group and doesn't let anybody else play, right? They are the shark in the pool of fish. They are attracting fish and then they eat the fish, right? And then in the big group, it was like, let's get a whole pool of sharks over here and we're going to have a bunch of fish, but they're going to be a little scared, but you know, hunting ground is still hunting ground. So it's shark-based mentality. Whereas for my group, I decided that we all have a common goal. And that common goal is to get clients, okay? It's a universal pain point for every single industry person in the online world. Everybody needs more and better clients. That's universal. Even when you have a ton of, I have a ton of fucking clients and I still want more better clients. It never goes away because it's the hunger, it's the thirst, it's the thing that drives you that you want more. And it's not always a need. In the beginning, people need clients, right? They need clients and they want them too, because that's what helps them get out of their 9-to-5. That's what helps them feel solidified in their validation that this is in fact a real job. This is what having clients makes it so that you can go home at Christmas and be like, see mom, I told you this is a real job, right? If you didn't have clients, you wouldn't be able to do that, right? You wouldn't be able to raise that status quo. So in your mind, it's a need in the beginning. But here's the thing. This is something that I've learned in making money and getting clients, is that I have a fuck ton of clients and I have a fuck ton of money, more money than I really thought that I was going to ever have on a monthly basis. That's for sure. But even though I don't need them, I still want them. I want more and better clients. No matter what, no matter how much money I've made, because at some point it's not about the money. It's about the fulfillment and getting to work with amazing people that I absolutely love and getting to build these relationships. And to a certain extent, the thrill of the sale. It gets addicting. It's fun to sell. You get into this mindset of like, I just want to close people. Closing is really fun. And at first, closing is scary. Closing is scary because you're very attached to the outcome. But as you learn to detach and as you become detached just by default of being successful, you just, it's this thing of like, I don't need them. Like I want them, but that want never goes away. And here's the thing, okay, in the world of sales, we sell people what they want and deliver what they need. Well, if this want never changes, then it is in fact a universal want. And if I can cultivate that feeling, right, of you come here to get clients. We get clients together. That's different. That is not shark mentality. That is motherfucking dolphin mentality, where we are really getting together and using strategic alignment with each other of referrals, of high fives, of hugs and high fives, of the feeling that we're all in this together. That feeling is stronger than shark mentality because it's positive reinforcement. It's not competition, it's collaboration. And we all benefit. Right, is that as all of us get more clients, we pass those clients around, we refer, we become each other's clients, and we realize that money is nothing more than motherfucking reciprocal energy. Because it, like I've said, you know, you don't own it, it's just your turn to fucking spend it, right? And so I created this environment where we all have a common enemy, and that common enemy is scarcity. Okay, I have vilified scarcity in my group. Scarcity is the enemy, not your competition, not the other coach. No, not her. Your competition is scarcity. That's what you're up against. And so if you are against scarcity, then what do you stand for? Well, my friends, abundance. Okay. You stand for abundance and you stand against scarcity. And we can all do that together because by definition, if we succumb to the, oh, she might take my client, then we are in fact letting scarcity win. And collectively, we don't do that. We don't let scarcity win because we band together, because we stand up against it together, because we're all on the same motherfucking team, because we are dolphins and we want each other to succeed because we're part of a pod. We're not sharks trying to beat each other out, right? So I've used group economics and the common goal of getting clients to really squash competitive nature. And we're still competing, right? But just not against each other. We're competing against scarcity. We're competing against who we were yesterday. And that camaraderie, that feeling of purpose, of drive, of fulfillment, of success, it's so much more powerful than the feeling of fear, than the feeling of competitive nature, than the feeling of FOMO, of missing out, right? Of not being part of the pack, of not assimilating. The fear is scarcity. And just fear itself is scarcity. So we are battling it with abundance. It brings to mind this concept, you guys. And bear with me. When I was a kid, once upon a time, I'm a big My Little Pony fan. I know this comes as a huge motherfucking shock to you. I'm a big My Little Pony fan. And there was this movie. I think it was just called The My Little Pony Movie or something of the sort. It was Generation 1 My Little Pony, not the fucking new ones, right? And in this movie, there was this villain, right? This big, big, huge character who was really scary and kind of like demonic looking. And he had this dark rainbow. Like that was like his weapon of choice. I can't remember what it was called. I think there was a name for it, but I can't remember exactly what it was. Like. But it was this dark, it was like the rainbow, but it was like all dark colors of the rainbow, right? And this whole, it was like negativity, right? The euphemisms of the 80s. So it would go out and like consume everything and just eat everything up and eat up all the little ponies and all the things. And so the little ponies had their weapon, which was the rainbow of light. And the rainbow of light was this teeny tiny little baby rainbow that lived in a little heart locket. And so at the end, you know, in the kind of climactic piece here, the big giant dark evil rainbow eats up the tiny little white light rainbow. And all the ponies cry because it's over and, you know, they've died. And, you know, now that it's all is lost, all hope is lost, right? And then that little tiny white light rainbow, it takes over and boom, it turns this big, giant, dark colored rainbow into the rainbow of light. Because what we're really talking about here is taking scarcity, taking that big monster fear, and infusing it with light and taking it over. Rather than competing against it, it's getting inside of it. It's infiltrating. And that's what my group does. My group infiltrates the dark rainbow with the rainbow of light. Okay, it's small, but it's motherfucking mighty because positive reinforcement works so much better, so much more effectively, with so much more staying power than fear. And we know that, right? We know that fear is a control mechanism. I mean, just think about like training animals, right? You can yell at your dog all damn day and the dog still views that as attention, okay? It doesn't produce the result that you want. But when you use positive reinforcement to train your animal, that animal wants to perform. It wants to get the pat on the head. It wants to be loved, right? Because positive reinforcement is so much stronger than fear. And so in my group, I've cultivated this different environment where people are actually supporting each other for real, not for fakes, not just to like sneakily have to like do this scarcity. It's what I call a struggle post, you guys. Okay. So in the big groups, you're not allowed to promote. So there's no promo. We call this the bullshit no promo rule. So there's no promo allowed in the big groups. So what people do instead is they say, hey, they call out their demographic, right? Like, hey, new coaches, what are you struggling with? Okay, this shit drives me fucking up a wall. I fucking hate it. Posting a post to encourage people to complain about their problems is not fucking solution oriented. I understand why it's effective, but it's shit. It's low vibe trash and I fucking hate it. So in my group, okay, I encourage people to positively reinforce each other, not create struggle posts that encourage people to bitch, right? Because that's low vibe trash. So they go and they do this struggle post. What are you struggling with? And then all the low vibe coaches that are like not getting clients are like, I can't get clients. I can't do this. I don't know how to work my funnel. Blah, blah, blah. They cry and bitch and moan about whatever the fuck is going on in their life, whatever they're blaming for their lack of success, knowing full good and well that the only reason that they're not successful is because their own fucking shit mindset. Okay. So they complain about whatever strategy is not working for them. And then this hero of a coach with her struggle post comes in and is like, oh, well, let me DM you and I can help you with that. Let's get on a call and talk about it and I can help you with that. Right. And so it's this kind of like sneaky way of not promoting, but promoting. And it's like, oh, well, send me a message if you want to talk more about this. To get them out of the group, to lure them down the dark alleyway of the DMs, to get in there and then fucking kill them, right? Then get them through and, you know, close a certain percentage of these people. Okay, you see why it works, right? Of course it fucking works. But it's still trash. It's still sleazy. But these admins of these groups that are like, no promo, are encouraging sleazy ass sales. They're encouraging people to do the bait and switch. They're making it so that they have to, right? Instead of just coming out and saying, hey, I'm really fucking good at what I do and I want to fucking serve you, and showing people how amazing you are with your results, showing people how amazing you are with your testimonials. You can't do that. You have to use the bait and switch. So it's cultivated this environment where the sharks, you have, even the dolphins become sharks because they can't be dolphins because dolphins aren't allowed, okay? Helping people is not allowed, even though the groups are named helping, right? The word helping is in the fucking title of the group. And if you, God forbid, if you help somebody by directing them somewhere to go to solve their pain point, the admin comes in, you know, with the fury of Zeus on a fucking, you know, Zeus on a tirade because his lover slept with someone else, and strikes you down with a fucking lightning bolt, okay? Kicks you out of the group or ostracizes you or whatever the fuck it is that they do, right? All because you were helping someone, because selling is fucking serving, right? Okay? So it encourages this environment of struggle. It encourages this environment of, I can't, please, you know, like the complaining, the bitching, the moaning. And it's shit, okay? And it drags down the entire fucking industry because it's not done authentically. It's not done from a true place of service. It's not done because they fucking care. It's done because they don't have another option. They have to do it this way in order to cultivate clients. And that's shitty for the people, that's shitty for their clients. Like it's just shit all around. So I decided I didn't want this kind of mentality in my group. So in my group, you are encouraged to create quality self-promotion. You are encouraged to pitch with passion. You are encouraged to show up as your fucking true self and tell people what the fuck you do instead of pretending and getting them to whine about their problems so you can play the fucking hero. Okay. It is ethical. It is ethical. It's encouraged. There's no fucking bait and switch necessary. And the people that really want and need your services are happy because they didn't get connived into some sales call. And the people who don't want your services don't have to sit through your bullshit in the fucking DMs while you prance around the subject trying to figure out how you can get them to buy the thing. Okay. It's better. And you know how I know that it's fucking better? Because that big, dark rainbow is shifting. And how do I know that? Well, because people in my program, okay, the people who've paid, have gone out and made their own groups that also share this mentality of abundance instead of scarcity. They also battle scarcity and push abundance and really allow that to shine through. And they're getting results. People who are not in my paid programs, who are in my free group, who have never paid me a fucking dime, are going out and creating groups that are in the abundance mindset, where they're encouraging quality self-promotion. They're guiding their members. They're creating an environment where people actually want to fucking spend their time. And the fish, the reef, it's flourishing. Right? Because it's not based on motherfucking fear tactics. It's based on support. Real fucking support. And it makes a huge motherfucking difference in how you cultivate your clientele. Because you get to pitch with passion. You get to be excited about what you do. You get to be proud of the business you have instead of shamefully hiding in the corner with a fucking trench coat full of your fucking courses, okay? You don't have to hide. And I know it's working because other people are doing it now. Not just me. This principle has grown. It is bigger than me. The wonder ripple is expanding, okay? And was I the first person to come up with a group that you could promote in? No. Okay, of course not. But in the female coaching industry, I am the first one to do the hybrid where I am still me. I'm still at the top of the thing. I'm still showing up every day. I'm still delivering fucking value and quality fucking content, not fucking garbage, quality content. So I took the mentality of those groups where she was the star. Right? She was the star. Nobody else was allowed to do anything. She maintained her place of authority with the rules. Okay. I still have authority in my environment. People still know my name. People still build know, like, and trust with me. People are still buying my motherfucking programs, right? It is still working. It is still converting. And I've taken that big group mentality of, like, hey, we can all cultivate this together. And my group is enormous for its age. Okay. It is 7 months old. I have 10,800 members in my group. Okay. And it's growing by 50 to 100 people a day. And really, you know, really growing. Not just in how many people are joining, but also the engagement. Because in my group, people post posts that other people read. There is support. People are actually engaging. There's magic happening in the fucking comments. There are people getting sales left and right. Clients, more and better fucking clients, just like I set out to do. Even when they don't pay me, okay? Even when they don't pay me, they're still getting micro results. They're still coming in there and learning how to use social media to attract more and better clients. In fact, they're meeting those more and better clients in my fucking group. And they're supporting each other, not just in the feels, but also financially, right? Because the money exchange is happening. And you want to know where all this came from, you guys? This came from the motherfucking bar, all right? This came from bartender feels. This is what we do. We support each other. We get off of our shift and go to the bartender next door's shift, right? And we tip them fat. We tip them 20 bucks. We order a couple rounds. We bring our regulars over. We share the fucking wealth, right? And then next week, that same bartender that I came and hooked up with an extra pack of 10 people at the end of the night to tip them, and then I tip them fat. Guess what? Next week, that bartender comes into my bar and does the same shit, right? Reciprocal fucking energy, abundance. The idea that this money is not yours. It's just your turn to fucking spend it. And I took that mentality that we had it in bartender land and I brought it into group land. And it's different. Okay. And it's created its own vibe and it's created its own, it has got legs. It gets up and fucking walks away. I see new groups opening every fucking day. New groups are forming, new admins are being born, and they are adopting this principle, this hybrid, this concept that I've developed. They're making their groups in the image of this group. Okay. Because it fucking works. It's group economics. We all have a common purpose. And when we do that, we get to collaborate. We get to stay in an abundance mindset. We don't have to be trapped in fucking scarcity. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that about how you feel about running your fucking group. Because when I first started, it was like people were like, ah, my group. They hated it. They hated running the group. And that's what I heard people like complaining. It's like, oh my God, it's so much work to run a Facebook group. Like, no, it's not. Not when you run it in alignment with your purpose. Not when it's set up as a monetization piece of your funnel that actually performs in a way that you feel energetically aligned with, in a way that you fucking like. When you set up a group that actually does what you intended it to do, seriously, it could not get any fucking easier to get clients. It could not get any easier to make money. Right? I've generated $169,000 in the last 7 fucking months with my group of almost 11,000 people. Okay? It doesn't get any easier. And I love it. I love showing up in my group because I get to do it however the fuck I want. I used to do at first I didn't do any lives at all. I didn't do any lives until there were 1,000 people in my group because I was fucking terrified of lives, if you can believe that. But now I went through a phase where I did lives, like 5 days a week. Like 5 days a week, I was doing lives. I was testing short lives, long lives, 20 minute lives. I found for me, the sweet spot was 20 minutes. Like if I could get on, say what the fuck I had to say and get off in 20 minutes, like everyone was pretty fucking happy with that. That was when I had the highest engagement rates. My pitching lives were actually did workshops, to close. Those ones were an hour, right? Some of them 90 minutes, depending on subject matter. So it's like, I found the sweet spot. I got my fucking head around it. And it worked out really well for me. And now I'm in an evergreen pattern. So I'm not doing 5 lives a week. I'm doing 1, right? Like I do 1 live a week in my group. And I'm still closing. I'm not even pitching anymore. Like I talk about the program a little bit. I talk about what's going on. But I show, like, I hate to say the words of like, I bring value. That's not really it. It's like, I bring connection. I bring common purpose. And I show who the fuck I am on these lives. And people get to see the real me. And the people that are aligned with that, you know, are all about it. And the people who are not, they fucking leave the group. I did a post today that was like, if you don't think I'm funny, get the fuck out. Because that's the fucking truth. Like, if you don't think I'm funny, I don't want you in my group. Like, if you're stuck in scarcity mindset and complaining about whatever the fuck you're complaining about, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. I had a scarcity mindset admin of another group complain that people were talking about me in her group. People were recommending me in her group. And she's throwing a fucking fit about that. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, I mean, get out. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you about that. Like, sorry, people fucking want to recommend me. Like, I'm not sorry about that. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Get better. How about that? Fucking get better. Like, but you're going to complain that people are like directing traffic to my group while you're in my group, using my group to fucking get clients. Like, fuck off, right? Get out. Like, and that's where you get to identify the people who don't fit in with your vibe. And when you have a really strong vibration going in your community, you can see the outliers. You can see the people who just don't fucking belong, who are in scarcity mindset. And you can do one of two things. You can help them to overcome that scarcity with your content, or you can kick them the fuck out. I'm not big on kicking people out. I rarely do that. I let them leave on their own accord. That's better aligned for me, but you don't have to do it that way. You can kick them out if you want to. That's the beauty of a group, is that it's yours, your group, your rules. I'm not big on rules either. I'm more of a guideline person, but I have a topic tag in my group. So when you join my group, I do like a welcome post, right? And I write out my welcome posts every single time that I do them, which is every 3 or 4 days, because Facebook only lets you do welcome posts to 300 people. So every time 300 people join the group, I got to do a welcome post, right? So I do the welcome post, tag everybody, and I write them individually. I don't have like a copy and paste one because that wouldn't be me, right? So I write them that day based on how I'm feeling. So sometimes you get a really mouthy one and sometimes you don't, right? So people resonate with it. They introduce themselves, but they begin the indoctrinating process from the start. As soon as the welcome post goes out, like obviously I say fuck in there so that people know what they're fucking up against right away. I don't want any fucking surprises where people think I'm, you know, like some demure, sweet little baby. And then all of a sudden they see me on live and they're like, oh my God, did that girl just say, you bet your butthole? Like, yes, I did. I don't want them to be surprised, right? So I do the welcome post and then you come through and then you get to like be in this environment where there's a ton of fucking content. There is a topic tag that's called Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. And I direct traffic to this topic tag. And in Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, I have a couple different lives, a couple different posts that show me like really laying down the whole mindset of what it means to be a Wonder Woman and how you post like a Wonder Woman and how it's different from other groups, because it's so different that I I get to re-indoctrinate people. I get to re-pattern their way of thinking and behaving in groups, which is really exciting for me because I love helping them shift out of that scarcity mindset, right? So I give them an opportunity. They get their welcome post, they go read the topic tag, and in the topic tag, they get to watch a live or two and see that they are encouraged to pitch with passion, that they are encouraged to do quality self-promotion, and that they don't have to fill up the queue with a bunch of fucking, what are you struggling with bullshit posts, right? They don't have to fucking do that in my group because I encourage quality self-promotion, right? Groundbreaking. And so they go through that process and then they start posting, right? And I have post approval set so that they have to get approved by my moderator. So my moderators come in and they are looking for posts that don't fit the bill. If posts don't, that they're there, that don't fit the bill, this is something different that I do too, that no one else fucking does. I have my moderators send a message to people as they decline posts that redirect them to bitch, don't kill my vibe, right? So they go through that process and it's like, okay, I submitted this bullshit struggle post and then I don't have the moderators identify what is wrong with the post. I just have them say, hey, this post is not in alignment with Wonder World. You can learn how to post like a Wonder Woman by checking out Nicole's topic tag. It's called Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. And if people don't think that's funny, well, then they can leave, right? And so then I'm redirecting, I'm refunneling, funneling within funnels, right? That's what we do, inception funneling. So that they go back through the process and they get indoctrinated into this mindset. Now, as long as the post, is something that is high vibe, right? The high vibe post goes through, the high vibe posts, of course, get better fucking engagement than the low vibe trash posts. Because it's quality engagement. It's not shit engagement. It's real engagement where people are talking, having conversations, making real connections, making real relationships, and getting more and better fucking clients. So it's a filtering process that raises the vibration of the group. And not even over time, just very quickly, very swiftly, it changes the environment. So if you go into a lot of these groups, right, and big or small, doesn't matter. A lot of times if you go in there, you're going to see a lot of posts come through that have no engagement on, like literally no likes, no comments. And it's just like, you'll see 7 or 8 of them in a row where it's like nobody engaged on them because they're low vibe trash, right? And because people in those communities are sharks, so they don't really want to support each other. Whereas in my group, like seriously, 9 out of 10 posts like has engagement on it. There aren't this like stream of dead posts in there because I have indoctrinate people into learning to post in a way that actually helps them get engagement, actually helps them get more and better clients. And so, you know, spoiler alert, I want them to be able to afford my high ticket programs. My programs are not $37, right? Like my signature program right now is $5,000. They need to have some clients under the belt before they get into nonstop notifications, right? They're, you know, most people are not really willing to just invest $5K without any sort of money to back that up. I mean, some people do. I've had people do it before, but most people, it's like the excuse is like, well, after I get 1 or 2 clients, then I'll buy the program. Okay, go watch the free content because in the free content, I'm going to teach you how to get 1 or 2 clients. Okay, I'm going to teach you how to get clients that will pay you so that you believe in yourself enough to invest in yourself because that's really what it comes down to. Investing in yourself is not about what you learn in the program. It's the fact that you believe in yourself enough to invest in yourself, to go learn what you need to learn to get where you want to go. The belief has to come first. And so my free content, okay, my funnel system really sets you up for success that before you even pay me, you can use my strategies to go get clients, not so that you make money, but so that you fucking believe in yourself enough to invest in yourself so that you can go make real money and not nickel and dime yourself and make, well, I made $1,500 this month. Like, let's turn that into $15,000, right? Now that you believe in yourself, now that you can see the results, like, let's take your $1,500 and turn that into fucking $15,000 and repetitively, not just one time, right? Because my methodologies teach the long game. I don't teach the fucking short game. The short-term method is go talk to 100 people in Messenger today and get a client, okay? And I gotta tell you, if you talk to 100 people in Messenger today that are in your target demographic that have the pain point that your program solves, you're gonna close a client. But how long can you continue to do that? How long can you really stay in the pattern of reaching out to 100 people today? Okay, you're gonna get tired. You're gonna get burnt out. The rejection will eat you from the inside out. And you will eventually resent the clients that you even have because of how much work you had to do to get them. And they're not paying you enough because you're not even looking at them as individual clients. You're looking at them as the 100 people that you had to talk to, the 100 no's that you had to get the one yes. You're putting all of that weight of those 100 no's on that one client that you did get. You can't fucking help it. It's not sustainable. You can't keep doing it like that. There's a fucking better way. Okay. And my group teaches that better way. It teaches attraction-based marketing so that you can build your empire, so that you can be successful in ways that make sense to you. Okay. So that you can look at how groups are run and make a better fucking plan. Because at the end of the day, right, we see things that we don't like and we have two choices. Okay. We can go out and fucking bitch about it, or we can change and fucking create something that is better, right? We can say, I can do better, and then actually go and fucking do it, right? Because real unicorns don't fucking wear pants. We do better.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.